All right, Grapes, as we wrap up the week, you will be in Kingston, Ontario, your hometown, Sir John A. Macdonald, for Hometown Hockey on Sunday with Ron. You said to me, and I didn't realize Kenny Linsman the Rat was from Kingston.
You know, I got to tell you, everybody think he was a rat because he was a pest and all that. It's not that at all. What happened, the way he skated, he had a big nose, and he was hunched over the way he skated, and Bobby Clark said, "You look like a rat."
Hi, it's Pat Finelli from Pizza Pizza. Right now, get two medium pizzas with four toppings combined, two free dipping sauces, and six free Coke, all for only $18.99. Perfect for game night, a school night, or the office lunch. And ordering just got a whole lot easier. You can order from our award-winning mobile apps and even win more food. Click and pick Pizza Pizza today.
9-6-7-11-11-Pizza-Pizza. 9-6-7-11-11. But when I think back now, he did skate like a rat, and he did have a big nose. But let me just tell you, he had 14 years in the National Hockey League. He was with Boston and Philadelphia. But, you know, his best year, believe it or not, was with Edmonton. He had 33 goals. You know, 33 goals. People don't realize that. But you know what he's famous for? I'll tell you what he's famous for. In 1977, he fought the rule in court in the National Hockey League. He wanted to go and play pro. He was only 19. And they said, no, you have to stay in junior. He said, no, I'm going to fight the Canadian Hockey League. I'm going to fight the National Hockey League. And he took them all on. And that's why today we can have 18-year-old guys in the National Hockey League. If it hadn't been for Kenny Linsman, it would have never happened. You know, he was a good hockey player. People just think he was a pest and a little rat and that. He had 720 or more goal seasons. And he had a best line was when he was with, I think the best line that he was with, he was Brian Propp, Paul Holmgren. I think I don't know what they called it, but it was a grim line anyhow. Boy, they were bangers and everything. But the big thing, when we come back, he was one of the guys. He was one of the guys that did something in Kingston no other city has done.
Welcome to Hockey Night in England. This is a live broadcast of the Piccadilly Cup. And there's the whistle. Jolly good shot from the Cheshire chaps. Valiantly blocked by Essex. Wait a tick. There's been a dust-up between Helmsley and Cavendish. Gloves are coming off. And Helmsley has slapped Cavendish with his glove. The spectators are expressing their approval.
Some things just make more sense in Canada, like a Subaru with symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive.
Now, did you know Kingston's the only city in the world that has four Stanley Cup winners scored by them? We'll start with Bill Cook. By the way, I got another story to tell about him. Kenny Linsman scored in 1984 for the Edmonton Oilers. Dougie Gilmore, as you know, scored for the Calgary Flames. But the one I like the best, Kirk Muller. Captain Kirk scored for the Montreal Canadiens. So Kingston's the only city in the world that has four Stanley Cup winners in it.